This is Twit.
We should just talk about Twitter. I think everybody by now, Leo, knows that there was a big event that happened on Wednesday of last week. Twitter's the one thing that's missing from the most up-to-date information I've seen is any sense for who did it. And I'm sure that's, if they have any idea, that's embargoed because they're not wanting to get in the way of law enforcement or whatever forensics they may have.
The New York Times fingered a guy named Kirk.
Oh. hadn't heard that.
I mean, I don't think they've – that's the identity he assumed. They haven't associated that with a real person. But there is a great New York Times article where they talked – it's interesting because Kirk, before he perpetrated this, was reaching out to a bunch of SIM swappers. These are guys who aren't exactly malicious. They make money by hacking single-letter Twitter domains or what they call OG domains, short – clever Twitter domains, and selling them to the highest bidder.
Like at six.
At six that or was, at Y. Yep. Right.
Yep.
But these guys, so Kirk was talking to them, saying, look, I can do these things, you know, how much would you pay? But they got bored. Apparently, according to their story anyway. And they didn't follow up. But then shortly thereafter, he did use his admin console to perpetrate this spammy hack.
So is he a Twitter employee, we think?
No. Oh, you didn't. Okay. You got to read the story because what, and Twitter has not admitted to this, whether it's true is unknown, but there seems to be good evidence that the way Kirk got this, Twitter only says socially engineered our guys.
Right.
Is he got into their private Slack channel where Twitter had pinned the credentials for the God mode interface.
Oh,
wow.
That's a good one.
Oh, man. Yeah. So all he really had to do was say, hey, let me into your Slack channel. Yeah. It's a post-it note.
Do not write your password on the blackboard.
Yeah, it's a post-it note.
When the camera crew is going to come in and do an interview.
Can you believe it? Now, that's the New York Times story, and I think that it's well-sourced because they got screenshots from these guys, and they got a lot of stuff from these guys to verify that they were talking to this guy and so forth. But Twitter has not confirmed. So,
interesting. Well, I'm glad to add. I'm glad that you know we talked about this because you had more up to date information than I did. All I had.
I love
was
this story.
Twitter's note from Friday.
Yeah,
and you know they talked about 138 accounts, and of the 138, 45 were messed with, and then 8 people. They had some internal tool. Called your Twitter account or something that was used 8 times. So, they're painting the best picture they can. It was funny too, because I got an email from Jason in the afternoon on Wednesday saying, hey, Steve, we'd love to have you on Thursday morning to talk about this on our show. Can you do that? And I said, yeah, sure. So I attempted to tweet the news to my followers that I would be on Thursday morning, and I was blocked. I got the weirdest, this looks like a bot is trying to post, so bot off. And it's like, what? I'm not a bot.
They were suspending accounts, too. They were getting very aggressive about this. Yeah. They didn't want anybody to talk about it.
Because I'm sure yours was suspended, too, because you and I are both, what is it
blue
with
checks.
The little...
We're verified.
Blue check.
Verified.
Yeah, verified. And so they did a blanket block of all verified users and then there were other people who had anyone who had changed their password recently that raised their flag of suspicion. So they blocked any posts from those accounts. I mean, they really did respond quickly, as quickly as they could.
Yeah. This is the New York Times article. It came out on Friday. This is a fascinating story. The reason it's perhaps more important than just, they hacked Twitter, which who cares, is that the president uses this, and many other leaders use this as a messaging system to tell the world what they're up to. It's terrifying to think that any of these accounts could have been compromised. And it was obvious when it started that it was... it wasn't a password hack or your average everyday hack, because accounts like Bill Gates and Joe Biden's and Barack Obama's, all of which were hacked, almost certainly have higher levels of security on them.
Right.
They're not just using monkey 123 as their password.
There's, it clearly had to be an inside job.
Yeah, yeah. That was our immediate
conclusion. And the nature of the tweets. It was a send, you know, 2-for-1 deal on Bitcoin. Send, you know, whatever you send me, I'll double it and send it back to you. And, you know, the last I heard was the, I think, well, I said on Thursday on Jason's show that I had seen $300,000 had been transferred into the Bitcoin account. I haven't seen that again. I've seen more like $120,000. So,
it's hard to tell.
Amount of money was made.
The nature, we know the Bitcoin account, so you can look at the blockchain and see what was going on with it. But hackers routinely will put money into it, take money out to obfuscate what they're making. The best. So I saw 100,000, but the best information came from Binance, which is a Bitcoin exchange, which said they had blocked $250,000 of attempted transfers into that account. So that's their customers saying, I'd like to give some money to Joe Biden and get it doubled. So it might have been a more successful hack than it appeared to be. If it weren't for Binance blocking those transfers, it could have been a lot more money. It does make you wonder, though, if you had this God mode.
Yes.
What would be the
best? Why use it for this?
Yeah, what would you do with it? And maybe this is misdirection. Maybe Kirk is really, you know, Vladimir. And he's up to other things. So we don't. That's the why I wonder what's really going on here.
Well, and what I said when I was talking to Jason on Thursday was that, you know, I don't know whether he knew, but you and I talked years ago back at the Sony Entertainment hack, where there was an advanced persistent threat that had been found in their network. And, you know, I said famously on the podcast, I don't want the job of trying to secure something like Sony.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's impossible. Literally impossible. And so what this suggests is that clearly it was a mistake to if the credentials for this thing were, you know, stapled in the Slack channel so that it could be seen. But also the idea that the bar is not higher to doing something like that. For example, and I talked about how, you know, there are protocols that use a majority voting approach with crypto, where compromising a single individual wouldn't render the company vulnerable. A shared secret could be shared, for example, among 9 people, but you've got to get 3 of them to all agree in order to cause something to happen. That way, if you have a large enough body of people who can be involved, you're not worried about getting locked out because, you know, Maury is gone for the day. But at the same time, it's protecting the people from being, you know, suckered into doing something with a social engineering attack. So I think this also suggests that, you know, Twitter has become, as you said, Leo, so crucial. I mean, like bizarrely important on the global scale.
Well, it's kind of unconscionable because Twitter, it's not the first. So a contractor, when leaving his job at Twitter 2 years ago, you might remember this, disconnected President Trump's account, deleted it. And then, of course, Jack's account, the CEO, his account was hacked a couple of months ago. You would think that at this point, Twitter would kind of be on notice that maybe they should be doing a better job.
Yeah, this is just not a toy anymore that allows people to send 140 characters between their phones. Yeah. It's become a lot more than that. So. Yeah.
And we should say, even though the New York Times says that it was the Slack channel, that, you know, they got that from hackers, and who knows if that's true.
But right. So
Twitter,
you know,
hasn't
allegedly to everything so far, because, you know, unless we get it officially, and who knows when and or if what we'll get officially from Twitter.
Yeah,
that's what's known
Good
now. And again, sort of puts the industry on notice that this stuff – which just started off being kind of like, oh, look, are they making any money yet, Leo? Or are they still waiting to make money in the future?
They've had profitable quarters, but they're not exactly rolling in the dough.
Yeah, we don't really have an economic model, but we're going to let the whole world use this to talk to itself. And good luck.
Yeah.
We'll make it up in volume.